The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSC, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades.
Gospel for the 24th of December. And Peter, you've chosen to conclude with It's a Wonderful Life.
I thought I'd finish with that because we're told that in terms of films released on television, especially in the United States, but all around the world for Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life seems to be the favourite. It is a wonderful film in terms of a message for Christmas. The Gospel for today is actually the canticle that Zechariah prays after his tongue is loosed and he gives John the Baptist his name. And so, in a sense, it's an Advent prayer that he's going back, blessing God for all the things that have been done in the past and looking forward then to the fulfillment of which John the Baptist is the precursor and the prophet. So, in a sense, it's an Advent summary prayer. And It's a Wonderful Life is very much an ordinary story of an ordinary man who was not able to fulfill the dreams that he had hoped for, but who devoted himself very much to his family, to the people of the town. And he got into trouble, he had to sacrifice himself, and he goes into some kind of despair. And the device of the film, used in so many films afterwards, variations on It's a Wonderful Life, is that an angel comes and actually takes him through the alternate life of what the world would have been without his presence. And it's a terrible, dismal, very dismal and ugly town. And so he's able then to bring James Stewart, the archetypal American, as George Bailey, back into the world to appreciate the ordinariness of life, the love of his family, and the admiration of people.
Clarence! Clarence! Help me, Clarence! Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please! Please! I want to live again! I want to live again! I want to live again! Please, God, let me live again!
In a sense, I suppose, if we can arrive at Christmas having gone through the challenges, the questions of acknowledging our sinfulness, even from the depths of the hopes that Jesus, who is healer, who brings joy, then we have arrived, like that everyman, that ordinary man, George Bailey, into our annual celebration of Christmas when Jesus has come. And one is tempted to quote the scriptures, but what came to mind is Tiny Tim and Diggard said, "For Christmas, God bless us, everyone."
A truly redemptive film for a truly wonderful day.
It is indeed.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for giving us your reflections on all those great many films that we've looked at through Advent. And have a great Christmas.
And the same to you, James.